You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
Well, it has been a great start for the road teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs, as all four won last night, and a pair of road teams won in the opening night of the playoffs on Monday. One of those teams on Monday that picked up a road win was the Minnesota Wild, and we're going to go out to the Progressive Guest Line now to talk more about the series between Minnesota and Dallas, which resumes tonight at American Airlines Center in Dallas. We bring on Dave Musitani from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, covers the Wild, joins us right now on the Progressive Guest Line. Dane, good to have you aboard. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well myself. And the big thing that I want to ask you about, you know, covering the team, being around them these last 48 hours, I always feel, and it's kind of cliche to have this reaction, but anytime you have that kind of a long game, you know, two overtimes, it was a later start to begin with on Monday night, if there's any carryover, and could you sense maybe a little bit more of a, you know, energetic Wild bunch the last couple days, and do you think Dallas might be a little bit deflated?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to Dallas because I haven't been around their room a ton, but I know the Wild, winning that game was a huge boost for them, energy-wise. I think it's something when a game bleeds into the 1 a.m. hour and you lose, that can be extremely, you know, wind out of the sails. We walked into that Wild locker room around 1:15 a.m. on Monday. I guess it would be Tuesday morning. And every, you know, smiles, hooting and hollering, everyone's, you know, ready to go. And that's really carried over the last 2 days. The Wild want to go home to St. Paul with a 2-0 lead in this series. That would be a tremendous advantage. They understand that. They know that Dallas is going to come out desperate tonight. But I, you know, I don't expect, just because it went late, these guys to have any lack of energy. I think the Wild understand the task at hand, and they know they have to show up and play really, really hard and really, really well tonight.
You know, I'm so intrigued by the goaltending in this series because Filip Gustavsson was outstanding for Minnesota on Monday night. And obviously, Jake Ottinger, it's been well documented going back to last Stanley Cup playoffs, just how dominant he can be for Dallas. So how did you kind of view the goalie matchup going in? And, you know, how did game one kind of impact your view on the goalie's impact the rest of the series?
Yeah, just watching Jake Ottinger, and obviously he's from Minnesota, so we've known about this kid for a while. But I got to watch just from afar, you know, last year, and obviously the people in this market understand better, but what he did against the Calgary Flames in the playoffs, and watching Jake Ottinger do that in his playoff debut, I expected him to be really good in game one. I'm not sure what I expected out of Filip Gustavsson. He's been one of the best goalies, at least statistics-wise, in the NHL this season. But if you would have told me he's going to go double overtime, have 51 saves in his playoff debut, set a franchise record for saves and win the game, I'm not sure I would have believed you. So he was spectacular, everything he's been, and then some for the Wild this season. Interesting enough, though, like the Wild have said, you know, time and time again, leading into the playoffs, even as the playoffs have started, they plan to use both goalies. I think they would be crazy not to come back with Gustavsson tonight, but I do think Marc-Andre Fleury is going to play a role in this series as well. So kind of a two-headed monster for the Wild. We'll see how they kind of divvy up the playing time moving forward.
Well, you know, another key component for the Wild is that Kirill Kaprizov, obviously a high-end player, and it's kind of been something that the Wild have lacked, you know, dating back to when they dished out those big contracts for Parisi and Suter, and they were obviously hoping that those guys could be your franchise face guys. It didn't work out, and they were kind of stuck in perpetual mediocrity, and now they have a player that can really, it appears to be, is helping get them out of that mediocre tier, and there he was on the score sheet again on Monday night. It just feels like he has a knack for these big games and really wants to be out there in the biggest of moments. Right?
Yeah, he's so good. I think he already has 10 career playoff goals to his name. He's just constantly, you know, around the dangerous areas in the offensive zone. You know, attracts a ton of attention, and that opens up, you know, shooting lanes for his teammates as well. But if Kirill has the puck on his stick in the offensive zone, the Wild feel really good about that. They feel really confident. He's the best player this franchise has ever had. I think we can already say that. You know, I understand Zach Parise and Ryan Suter did a lot of good for Minnesota. I understand Marian Gaborik was a game breaker back in the early 2000s. But I mean, Kirill Kaprizov, when he's on his game, he's a top five player, and the Wild have never had that. You know, he has to continue to do it. He hasn't been out of the first round yet. That's something he made note of. Last year, he had a great playoffs, but statistics-wise, and then the Wild lost the Blues in six games. So Kirill Kaprizov understands that, you know, his legacy will be decided by how long or how far he can take the Wild in the playoffs, not by, you know, putting up 100 points in his second year like he did last year. And, you know, he got banged up towards the end of the year, so he didn't do that again, but he was well on his way. Those stats are good and well, but Kirill has his eyes on deep playoff runs, and you know, with him as the straw that stirs the drink, I think at some point we'll see that. You know, maybe even as soon as this year.
Every team in the Stanley Cup playoffs does need to have those depth components as well, though. Middle six forwards that can really contribute, and you know, second and third pair defensemen that can log a lot of minutes. And I feel like one of those guys, perhaps, you know, I'm curious to get your thoughts on Sam Steele. He had a big goal on Monday night. And, you know, occasionally you see this in every sport where you get a change of scenery guy who's still young. And not that he had an outstanding season or anything, but it was better for him in Minnesota. Like, is there hope here that, you know, they might have found something where this guy can stick as a solid depth forward and contribute and have some moments like he had on Monday night?
I think so, and I think that what they've liked about Sam Steele is that he's been super versatile and has never at any point this season complained about playing time. This is a kid who, like you said, signed a one-year contract with the Wild coming over from Anaheim. Anaheim basically gave up on him and, you know, let him go. And he signs a one-year contract with the Wild. He's playing number one center minutes between Kirill Kaprizov and Matt Zuccarello for a large chunk of the early portion of this season. And then he's a healthy scratch for like 10 straight games, and his demeanor on and off the ice is the same no matter what. And I think that's allowed him to kind of parachute in and out of the lineup. He wasn't playing for a lot, you know, before the playoffs, and anytime he would get an opportunity, he would make the most of it. And that's why he's in right now. Joel Eriksson-Ek is out with a lower body injury. I think we'll see him at some point in the playoff series. But if Joel Eriksson-Ek never suffered that injury down the stretch in the regular season, Sam Steele would be sitting in the press box with us. Joel Eriksson-Ek did, and Sam Steele continued to do what he does, which is make the most of his opportunity. You know, he obviously tied the game at 2-2 when the Wild were kind of grinding on Monday night. Not sure they win the game without Sam Steele in the lineup.
What'd you make of the incident with Matt Dumba and Joe Pavelski on Monday night?
Yeah, it's super unfortunate. I don't think it was a dirty legal hit. I think maybe it was a bit unnecessary. But I think by the rule book, he hit him in the shoulder, and Pavelski's head hit the ice, and it was just a really sobering moment inside the arena watching that happen. Pavelski's one of the greats, one of the great guys in the game, and obviously he's been doing it for so long, Anytime you see a guy face down on the ice, it's tough. But when you see a guy who's 38 years old, who's done it all, who's so respected by literally everyone in the league, woozy and unable to get up off the ice, it's tough to see. And I don't think Matt Dumba was trying to knock Joel Pavelski out of the game. I think he saw his opportunity, and this is Matt Dumba's a guy who's laid open ice hits throughout this season. And a big hit was there in front of him, and he finished his check. And everything else that happened after that, I think, it was extremely unfortunate. But I don't think Dumba's this dirty player. I know he has, you know, Stars fans may feel differently. But I've covered this guy a long time, and Dumba's a great dude. And I don't think he would outwardly go target one of the best players that we know in this league as far as people-wise and try and knock him out of the series. So unfortunate what happened. You never want to see that. I certainly feel for Joe Pavelski. But I hope that it's not something that spills over into game 2, 3, 4, 5 where, you know, the Stars are trying to seek retribution and go at Dumba. You know, it is what it is. It happened. Let's try and move on as best we can.
It feels like we're in for a long series, right? These two teams obviously saw each other a lot in the regular season, highly competitive game one. If Dallas can just turn the mental page, this will be a long one, right?
Yeah, I think so. you know, I would be pretty surprised if this thing isn't going six or seven. Put it this way, I'm so confident the Wild aren't winning four straight. I already booked my flight back to five, and I'm already thinking about booking my flight back to seven. So I think we're in for a really long series, a really good series, and dig in. Let's have some fun.
That's what it's all about this time of year on the ice, as the Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight with four game twos, one of them the Dallas Stars and the Minnesota Wild. Dane, for your sake and all the writers, I hope you don't get two more overtimes, but we'll see what happens. Dane Mucitani from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much. Anytime.